Welcome to Daily Meds, a podcast of the Congregational Church of New Canaan. Daily Meds are a prescription for spiritual health and wellness, offered by the Reverend Dr. Stephen Chapin Garner.
In the 24th chapter of Joshua, we read a decision that Joshua asks the Hebrew people to make. He says, "Now if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods of your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord." So, with feet firmly planted in the land of Canaan, the land that God had promised Abraham's descendants generations earlier, it was time for the Israelites to decide. As a people, they had finally received the promise that had been unrealized, the unrealized dream of so many of their forefathers and mothers. God had, at this point, done all that God had promised to do. It had taken far longer than anyone could have imagined, to be sure, but the Israelites had the promised land finally in their possession. There was a question now at hand. Who would they choose to follow? And would they choose to remember from whom all their blessings had come? Would they follow the Lord who'd been faithful to them throughout the generations? Or were they going to begin to worship the gods of the land that they inherited? You know, it's kind of a sad reality, but once the excitement and novelty of God's provision wears off, it's not just the ancient Israelites, it's all of us. We often go back to old and less than inspired ways of living. God does something absolutely amazing in our lives, and we swear we will never forget the blessing, and we promise that our lives will be lived better in response to God's gifts. But you know, time passes, and our passion for holy living and faithful remembrance begin to fade. We stand in our own promised land, forgetting all that God has done to get us to where we are. Joshua told the Israelites that they would be naturally inclined to forget about God and would begin to worship lifeless idols. But Joshua swore that his family would never forget, and they would forever serve the Lord. You know, if you think about it, it really is a decision we all have before us each and every day. Will we serve our own interests and worship every idol that attracts our eyes, or will we stand with and serve the God who has faithfully brought us forth into the life we now lead? Let's pray. You led them out of Egypt. Lord, we can act astonished that they would not remember you leading them through the Red Sea. We can shake our heads and wag our fingers disapprovingly at the Israelites who ignored how you fed them for 40 years in the desert. But Lord God, what halts our condemnation is the realization that we're not all that different from them. We forget, we become distracted. You know, we're devoted to 1,000 other things than you. Oh, Lord God, how we long to possess the resolve of Joshua. Lord, we want to serve you. We want our families to do the same. We have decided in favor of you. We just need your help to follow through on those intentions. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
To learn more about the Congregational Church of New Canaan and to connect with the messages and ministries of our church, visit us at www.godsacre.org. God bless you, and have a wonderful day.